This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by Nomad PHP. Start a habit of continuous learning. Visit nomadphp.com and subscribe today. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. We're here at PHP World in Washington, D.C., and my special guest is Mr. Sebastian Bergman. I got that right. I've been saying that for 10 years. I know how to say your last name.
Bachmann.
Bachmann. Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to do the accent.
No worries.
So,
good morning.
For those of you who don't know, for the two people that don't know who Sebastian is, Sebastian is the author of PHP Unit, the unit testing framework most widely used in the PHP community. On behalf of the entire community, thank you for that gift.
You're very welcome.
Talk to us a little bit about why you wrote PHP Unit.
Oh gosh, why did I write PHP Unit? I was very fortunate while I was in university, at University of Bonn, and I had one computer science professor who was friends with Erich Gamma and Kent Beck, the two guys who wrote the original JUnit mm-hmm. while flying from Zurich to Atlanta to attend the conference. And so that's plane-driven development, I guess. And so my professor exposed me and my entire class really early on to JUnit, and I liked the idea of writing tests for my code, doing this in a more structured way, and doing it while working on the code and not after the fact. And one day he said, well, I know that you like PHP, because I've had given a talk already at university about PHP and what was going on with the work on PHP 5, which was not available at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, what I also realize that you like this idea of testing. So in Java, we have JUnit, and there's nothing like that for PHP. So will you switch languages now? And I said, no. I believe that the same thing that Erich Gamma and Kent Beck did with JUnit for Java can be done in PHP. And so that sort of set some things in motion, like maybe a bet or so between me and my professor. The result was that a week later, and after one weekend of hacking in PHP 4 on the prototype for PHP Unit, I had something that I couldn't show him, and he said, okay, so it's possible in PHP, and that's kind of interesting. But the thing that I worked on back then, or that I created back then over a weekend, has nothing in common with the PHP unit that we know today. But it set the foundation for what it would become over time.
Very cool. Well, I know it's one of the two or three tools that has taken hold in the PHP community that has changed how we program.
Yes.
PHP Unit was the first one. I think Xdebug is one of those that has really changed things, and more recently Composer.
Yes.
And those are the tools that have affected more developers in the community than anything else. So I want to thank you for that. Hey, a while back, and I remember about the time that y'all did this, but you started a company with a couple of friends of yours, PHPCC.
Yes, the PHP consulting company.
Yes. Talk to us a little bit about what types of jobs y'all do, some interesting things that y'all have done.
So what we do at the PHP consulting company is basically everything that is knowledge transfer in one way or another. So we do not do any development mm-hmm. for our customers, but we do consulting, coaching, and
okay.
training. We sit down with the developers, for instance, and figure out which software architecture or which software design fits their needs.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to the business analysts and the product owners to figure out requirements for the application. Try to foster a good communication going on between the technical and non-technical stakeholders.
Very cool.
And then coach and train the developers so that they learn the skills that they need to implement all of that.
You know, I knew y'all did training and all that, but I really thought y'all were just a traditional consulting. You'll go in, figure out the problem, and then go code the problem. But y'all actually help the team learn how to do that themselves instead of...
We help the team to learn how to solve the problem themselves.
Yeah.
Our goal is to make us superfluous.
Very good.
So we want to educate them and help them, share our experience and knowledge with them, of course, but mm-hmm. then... The goal is always to empower the developers to solve the problem that they have and that the company can reach their goals.
Well, I've seen, I've never seen you and Arne, but I've seen you and Stefan. There's no other word to say it. I've seen you all work a room when you go in and do a presentation and yeah. you'll be talking and then he'll step up and he'll start talking and you'll step aside and it just flows so naturally and it's a wonderful experience. If you've never seen these guys talk, you got to go one of their talks just to see them because it's an awesome talk. There's a lot of knowledge being dropped, but they just have a great presentation style.
And this presentation style, if you will, was what triggered us founding the company. So we started doing trainings together sometime around 2007 mm-hmm. Over in Germany. And we wanted to mix up the way that open trainings are done. So we wanted to do a 5-day training with 3 trainers and have all 3 of us in the room Monday morning and Friday afternoon. And between... and on the other days, at the other times, have 1 or 2 in the room. But that plan didn't make it because after lunch on Monday, I did not leave the room as was planned. I decided to sit in the back and fix some bugs in PHP Unit and listened in what Arne and Stefan were saying in the front. And it took like 5 or 10 minutes until I interrupted them and said, well, I have a different opinion on what you guys just said. And it just turned into a discussion, and at some point it just became inconvenient to sit in the back while having this discussion, so I joined them in the front, and for the rest of the entire week, it was all 3 of us standing in front, and the audience loved it, because it was one guy talking, the other guy or the second guy could interject and take over and present a different point of view, while the third one floated around, paired with the developers, coached them, handled individual problems that they were having. So it was this event that taught us, well, we are compatible with each other, that's one. But on the other hand, we also collaborate really well in front of an audience and can help them learn mm-hmm. in a different way. And after a while, we realized, hey, we should do the company. And that was in 2009.
Very cool. Well, yeah, like I said, I've seen you and Stefan. I've not seen the whole experience yet, but I look forward to doing that.
The next opportunity to do that, to experience that, will be in Confu in Montreal in February.
Oh, cool.
All 3 of us will be in a room and do a live coding training for 2 days.
Wow. And tickets are still on sale for that?
Tickets are still on sale for that.
We'll throw a link in the show notes to
sure,
it so people can get that. Hey, you have a very interesting hobby. Well, you're picking back up on an old hobby.
That is correct.
Talk to us a little bit about retro computing.
So retro computing for me means that at the beginning of this year, I realized that this year is the 30th anniversary of the Amiga series of computers, mm-hmm. the kind of computers that I learned to program on mm-hmm. and fell in love with programming on. So I still had my original Amiga 1200 stored in the attic.
Wow.
I put it there, I shelved it in 1997, 1998. Mm-hmm. Until then, I never had another computer than an Amiga. First an Amiga 500 in 1990, and then an Amiga 1200. And it was only in 1998 that I got an x86-based computer on which I tried to use Windows 95 for a couple of weeks and then replace it with Linux. But it was on the Amiga that I learned to program.
Yeah.
So I learned programming on that machine in C, C++, assembly, lots of ARAX. And wrote extensions for mailbox software, bulletin board systems
Oh, okay.
that were used in the legal demo scene and in the illegal cracking scene. So I wrote extensions for that.
I remember both of those, so yes.
But I also dabbled in actually coding demo scene routines in assembly, real-time 3D graphics effects, and real-time 3D graphics engines. And I've forgotten all the details about that, but it's not all coming back to me because in March of this year, I dusted off the Amiga, replaced all the capacitors on it because they started leaking. Back then, well, so the Amiga 1200 was built and came out in a time where Commodore was already struggling. So they used some cheap components. And the capacitors that they put on the motherboard, they had a life expectancy of 3 to 5 years. So it's a wonder, really, that after 20 years it still works. But it was high time to have them replaced. Expanded the machine a bit with some new hardware. It's amazing that there's still new hardware coming out for this machine every year. And throughout the year, I visited the Amiga 30th birthday anniversary in Amsterdam and the one in Germany. I got to meet the original designers of the hardware. The original designer and implementer of the operating system was amazing discussions. All of them are really nice and smart people. Really great.
Very cool. Well, it sounds fascinating. And I remember those days fondly. I never owned an Amiga, but I was a big Commodore fan. I did. I had the Commodore 64, and the Amiga was what the rich folk had where I was from. So,
well, I was basically born 1 or 2 years too late to get a C64.
Yeah. But I want to. But I remember those days fondly, and it was a great time. I remember the demos and all of that that they used to have. I didn't program any, but we used to download them all the time off the bulletin board system.
The demo scene is still going strong, especially in Germany. So there are still 4 or 5 annual events where the same demo groups that have been around for 30 years are competing.
Wow.
Even on the C64. This year there was, for instance, one pretty amazing demo for the original IBM PC.
Oh, wow.
Which only works on the original IBM PC. It does not work in any of the emulators for it because they found the trick after 30 years of research to trick the original IBM PC into 128 colors or 256 colors.
Wow.
Using undocumented hardware registers, whatever. And they wrote a paper about it. And even IBM was stunned what these people figured out after this much research.
That is cool. Well, we're going to have to wrap this up. I want to say thank you for taking the time to be with us here on Voices of the Elephant.
Sure thing.
On behalf of myself and every PHP programmer out there that has ever written a unit test, I want to thank you for PHP Unit, all the work that you've given to all of us in the community, and thank you for just building this tool that has changed how we program.
So. You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled E-L-E-P-H-P-A-N-T.